Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview, or let's say little seminar, is called How to Make Your Money for Nothing by Working the Free Section of Craigslist. After 20 years in the auto industry, my wife's cousin lost his job. And like many Americans right now, we have had a hard time finding new ones. So I decided to show him how to hustle on Craigslist. We brought up the free section and found something in our area right away. And in part one of this seminar, you'll hear how we made $540 for about 3 hours of work that day. Now, not every deal is going to be that easy, and not every free item is going to be worth your time, but there are great deals to be made from the free section of Craigslist. And in this audio seminar, you'll hear how to spot the good ones that are worth it, how to secure them so that the owner takes down their ad and only deals with you, and how to flip everything really fast. You'll also hear the fastest way to determine an item's real value and a little story about the lesson I almost learned the hard way. You'll hear key strategies for finding distressed properties on Craigslist. Sadly, many people bought expensive homes and items when the economy was good, and now they have to sell those items for pennies on the dollar. Here's how to spot them on Craigslist. You'll learn the four phrases that pay for most Craigslist ads, including these, and you'll sell easier, faster, and more. You'll hear the easiest way to weed out the flakes you'll find on Craigslist so you can get down to serious business. You'll hear how to combine garage sales with Craigslist for extra deals, and the one item to always keep your eye out for at garage sales because they sell on Craigslist really fast. And go for practically nothing at garage sales. And you'll hear the real difference between eBay and Craigslist. Now let's get going.
But let's concentrate on me helping you understand some of the things that I've learned through my experience with Craigslist. So I'm going to look, and I appreciate you being willing to discuss Craigslist with me, because I love Craigslist and there's so many things I have used it for. And you know, I'm also a big fan of when it comes to telling stories, because I think people can really learn from other people's experiences. And I think within these stories of how I've used Craigslist, how I've bought stuff, how I've sold stuff, how I've hired people to do particular services, you're going to learn a lot. And a lot of the questions that the students from Hard to Find Seminars submitted to me about Craigslist will probably, in one way or another, be answered through these stories. And if they're not, we can go through some of those questions, and ones that weren't touched on, we can certainly cover. I don't know if we're going to get through all of this content in the next hour and 50 minutes, but we'll do our best. So I am going to try and be succinct, and I'm going to try and get through the stories quickly, but not too quickly, and I want you to interrupt me at any time. So I want you to be the student. You have an opportunity to pick my brain, call me to the mat. If you have a specific question about a certain deal that I did, I want you to ask me maybe after each story, or just interrupt me, and after each story I'll say, does that make sense, or do you have any other questions? And we'll just take each one of these one story at a time.
Okay.
Figured it'd be pretty good to talk about my most recent experiences, and then we'll go back in time. So the one at the very bottom of the page is retail display table from Abercrombie & Fitch. And I'd like to tell you the story about how what transpired here. I had, my wife's cousin was laid off from a job in the automotive industry. He had been in the industry for 20 years, and the auto dealership had laid him off, so he was without a job. And he was going crazy. He had never really been unemployed for an extended period of time, and he started thinking about getting into the entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur, or doing a business on his own. And he knew I was entrepreneurial, and he said, hey, Mike, what can I do? I'm going crazy here. I need to make some money. And I had told him some stories about Craigslist. So I said, Vivian, why don't you come up to my office, and let's talk about some ideas of what you can do, maybe possibly buying or selling or something to keep yourself busy while you're in the process of looking for a job. So he came up to my office, and we talked for a while, and then I said, well, you know what, Vivian? Let's go on to Craigslist, and let's take a look in the free section. Craigslist has a section titled free. And this is a section where people can list items that they're giving away for free. Many people will give their refrigerators away for free because they don't want to pay to have them disposed or taken to the dump. People will do construction and they'll have wood that's left over, and instead of paying or doing the labor of taking it and disposing of it, they'll put an ad up on Craigslist and they'll give it away for free, trying to find someone who can use the scrap wood. People will give their microwave ovens for free because they believe they have no value. People are in a situation where they have to be out of their apartment or they're being evicted from their home and they have to be out very quickly and they need to dispose of items. So one great way is to put it up on Craigslist for free so someone will come take it away. All these huge projection TV sets that people paid $5,000 and $6,000 for just a short 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, you can't even give them away. They're worthless because all the flat screens have taken over, and the flat screens are so inexpensive. And I even experienced, I had a big screen Sony XBR TV. I remember buying it when my 12-year-old son was not even born. We paid $4,000 for it. I couldn't even sell it for $50. I had to put it up on Craigslist for free to get someone to take this thing away because it costs money to dispose of a big screen TV, and it worked perfectly. So we went on to the free section, and the very first thing we saw was a listing that said free tables, and there was an image, and we clicked on the image, and there were these beautiful round display tables, and I noticed that the display tables were in Claremont. That's where my office was located. Under each ad, you can see where the item is located. Next to the description or the headline of the ad is location. So anyone looking for items to buy, they're looking for something that is close to them. They have an idea how far they would have to drive to go get it. So I noticed it was very close to us. We clicked on the image. There was no phone number to call, but we had the address. And so I emailed the person who placed the ad, and I said, are the display tables still available? And she said yes. I said to Vivian, I go, you want to go check them out? And they looked like little small round tables. You couldn't really tell from the image. So we get in the car and we drive just about a mile and a half, and we go into the building, and then there are these beautiful display tables. There are five of them. They had a wood-like laminate on them, but they were round. They had nice square legs, and she needed them out of her place immediately because she was having a truck that same day that was delivering more goods into her little warehouse, and she had no room for these display tables. It would have cost, they were very heavy and bulky. They were 60 inches in diameter across, round. They were about 30 inches high, and these were display tables that came out of the famous retailer called Abercrombie & Finch. And so she was giving them away for free. But the problem was, where am I going to put them? Do they come apart? Who's going to move them? I don't have a truck. These were the challenges I had. But I knew they were valuable. I knew right there, that right there is $100 a table, easy, if I go ahead and relist them and I have the patience to sell them. I just need a place to put them. Now, fortunately, my home, I have a large area in my, you know, outside that I can store the tables. Anyway, what I did is, I secured the tables. I gave her $20, and I said, this is a deposit. I want the display tables. I'm going to make arrangements to come pick these things up in the next day or two. I want them. So I had an agreement, and she took the ad down. So I knew those tables were mine as long as I can get rid of them. And so what happened was, I was going to rent a truck, and Vivian and I were going to go down, and we were going to disassemble them, put them in the truck, and just store them, because I knew those things could be sold. I always tell people that you make your money when you buy. Now, I didn't end up getting them in a truck. What happened was, she called me a couple hours later and said, we need these things out of here now. There's a mover here dropping my stuff. He's willing to bring them to you. And I said, will he deliver them for $20? And she said yes. And then she called me back and she said, no, but he'll bring them to you for $40. So that truck that dropped off her other stuff loaded the display tables, five of them, and brought them up to me for $40. That's cheaper than I could have done it myself. myself, and it took a lot less time. I didn't have to go rent a truck, put a deposit down, drive the truck down, use my own labor to get them on the truck. So he brought them up to me within a couple hours, and I secured the display tables. I had them on the side of my house, and then the deal was done. I knew that that was going to make me money from something that someone was giving away for free. Now, it did cost me $40 to get them delivered, but I knew I could make enough back to make a profit. Anyway, I ended up listing the display tables. I was at one of the big malls in Fashion Valley, and I walked by an Abercrombie & Finch retail store. I went into the store. I saw the identical tables, and I took pictures of the display tables in Abercrombie & Finch with all the clothing displayed on them, and I use that for my ad in Craigslist. And we'll talk more about how to list the ad. But I took four images of the tables, I put the dimensions, I wrote the ad, and we ended up selling the tables for $120 each. So $580. So I took a while. I had the tables listed for probably for 2 weeks. And finally, I got a call from a gentleman who in North County was opening up a retail pet supply store. And he had just bought some cabinetry from an old hotel that they were taking down that he learned about on Craigslist in Los Angeles. And he said the tables matched perfectly all the display cabinets that he just bought, and he wanted these tables for his new retail location that he was opening. So I sold the tables for $580. I had $40 into the tables, and I showed Vivian within 5 minutes how we can get something for free, secure it with a deposit, get it delivered, or we had the ability to go pick it up, store it, list it, and resell it, and we turned $40 into $580, and I split it with them.
That is great. So, how much total time do you suppose you had into that one project? I mean, you figure everything that you did.
I would say probably about 3 hours, because one negative thing with that was I had to help the guy unload them off of the truck. That didn't take 3 hours. That took probably about 30 minutes, but they were very heavy, and I wasn't prepared to do that because I've got a bad rotator cuff, as you know, in my shoulder. And another factor was because they were stored outside and it was about to rain for the next 2 or 3 days, I had to cover them. Now, actually, I did have to go to the 99-cent store and I had to buy 5 $1 shower curtains, and we covered the tables so they would not get wet. I kept them, I tipped them up against the wall of the house under the eave so they wouldn't get wet and they wouldn't get damaged. And it all worked out. The sun came out the next few, for that next week, and I was able to sell them, and it was just a perfect example. And we just happened to go on that one time and saw this. The thing is with Craigslist, and it depends where you're living. I'm in San Diego, a pretty big metropolitan area, and there's going to be more free listings here than in the smaller towns. That will be a negative if you're not in a area where there's a good amount of people. But it's a perfect example that I was able to demonstrate and prove to Vivian that there is opportunity out there, and there's opportunity everywhere. Craigslist just happens to be one great place to find stuff for free, to secure it, and to resell it, and to list it, and to make a profit.
No, that's a great story. I appreciate you sharing that.
Here's the next story. This ad was called Hauling Job from Claremont. Now, we're doing some upgrades to our kitchen. And we had a contractor that we've worked with for a few years come in and take down a wall in our kitchen. And he also built up the height on our kitchen ceiling. We had a dip where it came down 6 inches in part of the kitchen, and my wife wanted that built up and have the roof or the ceiling the same level all the way through the kitchen and the dining room area. So our contractor came in. He put all the wood that was used for the structure of what we currently had on the side of the house. And when he gave us the bid for the project, it didn't include hauling away all this material. There was probably 3 truckloads of material that needed to be hauled away. Now, if I was to do that myself, I'd have to rent a truck. I'd might have to go up to the dump. When you go up to the dump, you're going to pay $50 to $60 for each truckload. And so I put an ad up on Craigslist, hauling job, Claremont, $50. So I determined what I was willing to pay for someone to come with their truck, to load this on their truck, and get rid of it. I see. When you place your ad and you click submit, that ad goes live within 2 minutes. And instantly, you have haulers and people looking to earn extra money bidding on your job. So my email box started to become flooded with responses. Hey, do you still have the stuff? Do you still need to have the stuff hauled away? Most people say, hey, do you still need a hauler? You know, they have very short answers in their email. But I determined what the price was. I said, I'm willing to do it for $50. I said, I would be willing to send you pictures of exactly what needs to be hauled away. So I used my iPhone. I took about 5 or 6 pictures of exactly what needed to be hauled away. When people responded to the ad, they would say, send me pictures. I'd send all the pictures through email. So they knew exactly what needed to be hauled away. They could calculate, well, is it going to fit in my truck? How many truckloads? And what it's going to cost. Most everyone said the dump fees are going to be $100 to haul all this stuff. You're going to get some people reply to you who say, I can't even pay my gas for $50. So I did put a low price, but I knew that there's going to be 1 or 2 people out there who are willing to do the job. Because someone may not have to pay a dump fee, and that's exactly what happened. A gentleman called me. He had a truck with a regular truck bed, and he told me that his wife had a retail business with a large dumpster because they're doing some construction, that he could dump the stuff in this big dumpster. So he would not have any kind of dumping fees up at the dump. So we agreed on $50. He came with his truck. He took 3 loads. He dumped it all. He sweeped everything up and cleaned it. And that's a perfect example of how you can save money by hiring people to provide services for you at a very discounted price. I would have probably had to pay $150 to $200 to have this load of stuff dumped, to have this all this material dumped. And so you can use Craigslist to hire people for different services, and you can save a bundle. And $50, it probably took him 2 hours to do everything. He was still able to make $25 an hour, and that's not too bad.
No, that's good.
So that was my hauling job, Claremont ad. Next, for sale, my kids, bugs, and animals. Now, this is a great little story. My kids are getting older, so there's a lot of toys sitting around the house. And my wife had this big bag of all these plastic bugs, little plastic snakes, and animals. And she wanted to give them away to the school. And I said, well, hold on, honey. Let's not give these away. There's a lot of stuff in here. Let me put them on Craigslist. So I took about 15 minutes, and I lined up and displayed about 80 of these little creatures on my outside work table. I took four pictures with my iPhone, and I placed an ad up on Craigslist. And I was doing an interview with someone that same week that I was interviewing you, Clayton, and I get this text that says, do you still have that dinosaur? There were 3 dinosaurs in this collection of bugs and animals. And someone had seen the dinosaur and wanted just the dinosaur. And I thought that was kind of odd. And they texted me and said, does that dinosaur have a JP on it? And then I wasn't thinking about it until later, and I told my wife, I think I have someone who wants to buy the bugs and animals, and I said, they're really interested. She goes, you better go check what that JP is and see exactly what it was. Took a closer look at the dinosaur. I learned that JP stood for Jurassic Park. In this one particular dinosaur, which we were going to give away to the school for free, I did some research online, and I learned that I went on to eBay. Next to the JP on each dinosaur is a number, so you can identify which series it was. It was a Jurassic Park original series dinosaur. I found the exact dinosaur in a completed auction that sold for $190. So I was about to give away 3 dinosaurs, all these bugs, and I think I had the price for $10. I had $20. I'd listed it for $20. But because someone alerted to me there was something special about this dinosaur, I took a little more time and researched and discovered what this dinosaur was. And then we learned that there were 2 additional Jurassic Park dinosaurs in this collection. These weren't worth as much, But each one was worth between $20 or $30 or $40 each. So I probably had about $200 just in those three dinosaurs. And because I was too lazy to kind of look through the bag and to see exactly what it was, I almost missed out on an opportunity. I almost gave away $200 to a collector. This person was most definitely a collector. He knew what he was looking for. He probably goes on to Craigslist in the toy section and types in dinosaurs, and he's looking for Jurassic Park dinosaurs because he knows these things are valuable, and he knows that other people have no clue. And he almost got me. So the lesson in this is, before you throw something out, do a little research. Go on to eBay. Type in the model number. See exactly what you're throwing out or about to give away. See if there's value. See if there's people who collect this stuff. Take a little time. And then on the other end, if you were that person, Clayton, looking for Jurassic Park dinosaurs, understand that most people are too lazy to do that. And you could have picked up three Jurassic Park dinosaurs for $20, and you could have resold them and made yourself at least $100 to $150. So people are really into collecting stuff, and there's a lot of opportunity in collections. And with the internet and eBay, you can determine what some of this stuff is worth.
No, it'd be interesting to go through more stories. There's start to see some common threads, and it's just the opportunity you don't even think about, like the saving money on eBay or the saving money on Craigslist.
Yes, absolutely. Give you another example. This is a two-pronged story. Okay, so we're redoing some of our kitchen. We're going to put some cabinets in on one side of the kitchen, and my wife wanted a new refrigerator. We went to an appliance store one afternoon, and we were looking at all the new appliances. And, of course, the most beautiful refrigerators are these 48-inch low-profile refrigerators that are built in, that are designed to fit in with your cabinetry. So it's almost like seamless. It's almost like part of your cabinetry. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
And these things are $6,000, $7,000, and $8,000, these refrigerators. They're very expensive. There was no way I was going to pay that kind of money for the refrigerator. So we came home and I said, honey, let's go on the Craigslist and see if we can find any of these GE profile refrigerators. And we went on, and we found one that was exactly what we had looked at the appliance store that was listed for $1,100. And this was a gentleman in North County who used to be a millionaire, but now he's not, and his house was being foreclosed on. And when he bought the house, he had totally redone the kitchen, so he bought all new appliances, the top of the line, the best of the best of everything. Because it was a foreclosure and because he remodeled and paid for those items, he had the option to sell those items for cash because he was moving in with his girlfriend that he had just gotten pregnant and he's got a new baby on the way. We secured a verbal agreement that we wanted that refrigerator. He explained to us that it still had a warranty under it and that the warranty was transferable, and we gave him a commitment that we would be up there the next evening to come get the refrigerator. We went up there to secure the deal. We gave him the money. This refrigerator is huge, Clayton. So I had to figure out, how am I going to get this refrigerator from North County down to my house and secured in my kitchen? And I put an ad up on Craigslist, two strong men to move refrigerator. And instantly, I probably had 10 or 15 people replying to the ad. And this is kind of hard. And I've seen some of the questions. How do you know who to pick? And I look for ads that stand out a little bit. Instead of someone saying, hey, do you still need someone to help you with the refrigerator? Or, I can do the refrigerator. I've got a Ford 210 Tundra. You know, instead of these short descriptions, I'm looking for someone who stands out. And sometimes it's hit or miss. If I can't tell in the ad, I will tell them to please tell me something about yourself. Please include your phone number. And then I will call the people and I will try and talk to them to get an idea what they sound like. So the first guy I called, he sounded low energy. He described his car that he had, and I just didn't get a good feeling from him. And I said, you know what, I'm not getting a good feeling from you. And then I called the next guy. The next guy was a guy named Oscar, and he sounded great. He had high energy, He had told me that he had moved appliances before. He assured me that his truck could handle it. He had someone to help him. And so I said, great, you've got the job. And I said, Oscar, don't disappoint me, because, Clayton, a lot of people on Craigslist are flakes. So you have to be real clear that if you want this job, there's no BS. You need to be there up in North County to pick this refrigerator up, because I'm going to only have so much time to get it out. But it all worked out beautifully. He showed up with his buddy Ruben. He was handy. He had tools with him. He understood how to move the refrigerator out. He understood how to unhook the refrigerator from the water supply line. He had brought dollies. He had brought blankets. And he was able to get the refrigerator onto his truck and transport it to our home. I put for the ad that it would be a $60 job. So he agreed to do that for $60. Generally, most of the time when someone does a good job, I usually give them more money. They busted their ass. This thing was a big refrigerator, I'm telling you. And they struggled, and I ended up giving them $100. I gave them a $40 tip. And you gotta do that. But if I paid a professional moving company to move this refrigerator for me, yeah, you're talking probably $200. So there lies a couple other lessons. Number one, use Craigslist to save money on hauling services and moving services. Use Craigslist to identify distressed property. For example, Todd, the gentleman who had to sell his whole kitchen because he was in foreclosure, needed to get it out because he didn't know when the bank was going to come in and put locks on the home. So that was distressed property. We were able to buy a $6,000 or $7,000 refrigerator freezer for $1,100. If we didn't want this refrigerator, we could easily flip this refrigerator and easily double our money. He told me after he committed to us, he had people willing to come give him $2,000 for that refrigerator. But he stuck to his word. He didn't renege on what his agreement was. And he said to us over and over, you are getting a sweet deal. But he made an agreement. And he stuck to that agreement. It could have been you who acquired this refrigerator, and you could have flipped to make $1,000. One deal. Just because you're looking for distressed property up on Craigslist.
Are there certain techniques or things that you look for when you're looking for distressed property to identify those?
You know what? You kind of use your common sense. We had already known how expensive these refrigerators were because we were just at the appliance place. So we typed in the model numbers of the stuff we were looking at, and you can identify what this stuff is going for. So you want to find what is the value on the used market. What is this stuff going for? You can go to eBay and type in GE Monogram 48-inch refrigerator freezer, and you can even get the model number and type that in, and you can go to the completed auctions, and you can see what items like this have sold for in the past. You can also go to the Craigslist listings in other cities and type in GE Monogram double 48-inch wide refrigerator freezer, put the model number, and you can see what others who are selling there Monogram GE appliances, see what they're selling them for. So you can kind of research the market and see what this stuff is going for and come to a pretty good conclusion of what the value is of these items.
Have you seen much difference between one city and another?
I don't think there's too much difference between one city or another other than the quantity of the listing. And I've really only kept my Craigslist buying and selling activity here in San Diego, so I don't have a lot of experience in the other cities. But everyone who has a home, they have refrigerators, you're going to see generally the same type of stuff.
Would a price of a refrigerator maybe be higher in a city versus maybe outside the city country?
You know what? It might be. You never know. When you list your item, you can get an idea. You want to list it for a higher amount first. Sometimes selling items and making the good money and the good profit takes time. So don't expect that you're going to put up this refrigerator. And if I wanted $3,000 for this refrigerator, and I know that's the going market, it may take 2 weeks or 3 weeks before I get the right buyer. You have to be patient, and you have to keep relisting your item. Because once that refrigerator goes up, there's probably another 100 people throughout the next couple days who are going to list appliances, and your listing is going to start scrolling down the page. Craigslist gives you the opportunity to go into your account and to renew your listing with one click. So if you click on renew listing, it'll put it back up on the top of the list. So you have to go in every couple days and renew your listings. You have to keep it, your listing, in front of the people. The item is worth what someone's willing to buy. If I list the refrigerator for $3,000 and I don't get one call or one nibble in the next couple weeks, then I may want to lower the price. And there'll be an example where I'll talk about this with something that I purchased, an awning, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a story coming up.
So is 2 weeks generally a good time frame to work with for relisting?
Play it by ear. You can go 1 week, 2 weeks. It's up to you. If you have a place to store the item or you partner with someone who has some space and these are larger items, as long as you own that item and you've got it secured in a safe location, you're as good as gold. If you're not in a situation where you absolutely have to sell it today or next week, be patient. Hold on to it. Relist it. Maybe change the headline on the ad. If you want to do a business where you want to buy it, flip it, and make 10 or 20% on the item, then you can do a higher volume. I like to try and get a larger margin rather than a lower margin. Margins are where the money's at. And if you can outsell somebody and give them more reasons why they want to buy your refrigerator compared to the other guy who's listed his refrigerator, then you just may get the sale. You may have your phone number in there. You may say, text me anytime, 24/7. You may have the 4 pictures that they allow you to put on and say, I've got 10 more pictures, including the model number, the condenser coil, the fan, the ice box, and because someone wants to see that. They would rather be in front of that refrigerator looking it over than looking online. So when you list your item, you want as many pictures as you can supply them. You want to make it as close to the real experience that they're actually physically in front of that refrigerator looking at it, touching the handle, opening it, feeling how cold it is. And if you can get that across in your advertisement, you're going to have a better chance of getting the money you want. You can say, we're a non-smoking home, we're a normal family, we're in a neighborhood, we were the original owners, it's still got the warranty, it's good for 60 days, it's transferable. Those were big selling points. Plus, I saw his kitchen. It was a beautiful home in an area that we knew was a very well-to-do area. It was a million-dollar home, and he didn't explain his whole situation, but my wife and I were able to figure out exactly what was going on. There are foreclosures going on in every major city. There are people struggling who need to go into apartments and because they're going to be kicked out of their homes, and they're selling their appliances when the days were good and the money was rolling in that they spent money on. They need cash. So they're selling their Thermador electric ranges and their refrigerators and their Avantia microwave ovens and their double ovens, and they're selling their entire kitchens. They're selling their cabinetry. I've seen multiple entire kitchens available for sale on Craigslist for 10 cents on the dollar. If you had money and you secured a $60,000 kitchen with the cabinetry and the high-end appliances, and you had a place to put that, if you were patient, you did some marketing, you could resell that entire kitchen, the cabinetry, the appliances, and everything to maybe a new homeowner who wants to upgrade. You can give them a kitchen for 50% off, and you could probably make $4,000 or $5,000 on the deal. So there's all kinds of stuff being bought and sold on Craigslist. Not just refrigerators. These are just my personal examples of what's going on in my life.
Well, that brings up a few more questions for me on this particular transaction.
Go ahead.
One is a quick answer on renewal costs. What does it cost on Craigslist?
It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Okay. And so renewals are free then as well?
Yes. It's free. So it's free. It costs you nothing to list your ads.
Okay. That's good. I've been on Craigslist. I haven't really done much with it.
Yes, that's the great thing about it. It's free to list the ads and to put the pictures up.
How about when the item, if you're selling an item, is there a cost when you sell?
No, it's free to list it. They don't take a piece of the action or anything.
So then another thing, you mentioned that you're allowed like so much information on a Craigslist ad advertisement, and then providing additional information provides value to that person who's interested in the item. Are you able to add audio or video to the Craigslist ad, or do you ever offer that through your email to them?
I think there are ways to offer audio and video. I have not done that. I just use a description and I say email me back. Anyone who sees a Craigslist ad has the opportunity to email the seller. So it's going to be either through email, or you may say, give me a call on my cell. Here's my number. You may list your phone number in the ad. There are ways to add additional pictures. They supply you the ability to upload 4 images. There are services that will allow you to put additional images onto the Craigslist ad. I don't know exactly how to do that. But I would just say in the ad, I have more pictures. If you want more pictures, email me and I'll send them to you. That way, when someone responds, I have their email address and then we're connected. All right, here's another little ad. I'm going to skip one, but I'm going to go to this one called New IKEA Wall Shelf, Bert.
Okay.
We do a lot of garage sales on Saturdays. Not every Saturday, but I'll take the kids out and I try and teach them about business and we'll look at garage sales. So there was a garage sale just a few houses down. And this home had 4 wall shelves. These are kind of like the floating shelves that there's a bracket that goes on the back of the shelf and it's about 2 inches thick, maybe about 4 or 5 feet wide. Anyway, it was a nice shelf that could be used on any wall where you can display stuff. And they were still in the box. It was obvious. It said it was from IKEA. I think I paid $10 for 4 of them. It was just a quick thing that I put in my trunk and I took images of it and I put it up on Craigslist and I wrote the ad, New IKEA Wall Shelves, Birch. I've got 4 of these. Photo of what they look like on the wall, because I had bought these already, so I knew what they were. I had found some at a previous garage sale, so this was the second time I found these particular shelves. So I said, these 4 are 2 inches thick. They're easy to put up. $50 for all 4. I listed the ad. Probably in the next day, I had someone who wanted them. The gentleman came with his dad. He gave me $50, and I made $40 on the deal. Just a quick buy and a quick sale. If there's garage sales in your area, this is a great place to find stuff very inexpensively and to acquire it, put it in your trunk, get it over to your house, and just think, is this something someone would be willing to pay more than $10 for? And I knew that it was because I had experience with these. They're expensive. They're $20 each at IKEA, so you can go type in the model number and see exactly what they sell for retail. Now, I would do a lot of these buys and sales because I want to teach my kids that if they need to make money, they can go buy and they can relist and sell on Craigslist. That was just a simple no-brainer way to make a quick $40. I want my kids to see me doing that. So they're going to model me as they get older and know that they can go hustle and make money as well.
That was a smaller item. How much time did you have in that from start to finish?
I probably didn't have 30 minutes total into the whole deal.
Okay.
Very simple. I mean, with my iPhone, I have an iPhone. It has a camera. If you wanted to do this, I would recommend get yourself an iPhone with a good camera. So no matter where you are, you've got a great camera with your phone. You can take a picture of the item. You can forward the image to yourself to email. It's very simple to get that image downloaded and to get it up onto the ad. If you just concentrate and maybe you've acquired 5 or 10 things from garage sales on a Saturday that you want to try and sell, you should be able to photograph them, get all the listings up within an hour and a half.
Okay.
And then you just wait for the phone to ring or you wait for your email box, someone saying, hey, do you still have that item? And you just be patient. And eventually, not everything will sell, but if you've got the right item, you're going to know because your phone's going to ring and someone's willing to give you money for it. Cell phones. Keep your eye out for cell phones. Even the older flip phones, you can go to garage sales and find cell phones and chargers that work. I've sold probably 6 or 7 cell phones that I've picked up maybe for free or for $1 or $2. Specific phones like Verizon or Sprint. Just regular flip phones because there's so many people who don't have the fancy phones. And even the cheapest phone today, you're going to pay $70 or $80. And here's what happens. People lose their cell phones or they drop them in the pool and they look for the phone that they had before. So in many cases, the cell phones I've sold, people are calling me because they had the exact same cell phone before and they're comfortable with it and they understand it. And so if you're able to pick up a cell phone at a garage sale or at a thrift store for a couple bucks with the charger, that's a no-brainer way to make yourself $20 or $30. I've sold lots of them. So here's an example. I've got an old Sprint phone, simple keypad, comes with charger, battery is good. and holds a charge, just needs to be activated. And I remember the guy called me. He had lost his phone. He was a personal trainer. I had the phone in the trunk of my car. He called me. I said, come on by the office. He came by. I think I sold it for $20. I probably paid $2 for it. So old cell phones are valuable. A lot of people donate them and give them away because they go to the landfills. But don't be fooled. If you can find old cell phones with the Verizon brand, Sprint brand, that's money in the bank right there. Because eventually you're going to have someone who loses their phone, and many of the calls, where they're looking for a phone, they're looking for someone who's close to them. So this guy was in the area. So when he's looking for a cell phone, he's looking for someone close to him so he didn't have to drive 30 minutes to go get a phone.
Did you list those phones on Craigslist or use eBay?
No, I listed. Craigslist. This is all Craigslist.
Craigslist, okay.
Yeah, because eBay is going to charge you for the listing. eBay costs money. Craigslist is free. You're acquiring property local. eBay is more of a non-local buying platform. The thing about Craigslist, it's local. So this is when you have physical property and people within your local area are looking and they're going to have to come and pick it up, or you're going to have to deliver it, or you're going to have it delivered. You're usually meeting these people face to face. You're advertising nationally or internationally. Now that's good for certain items, collectibles, and certainly anything can be shipped, but Craigslist is a local buying and selling exchange.
Okay. Now, in my particular situation, I live halfway between Omaha and Des Moines. I think there's a Craigslist area around Atlantic where I live, so it pretty much has to be done with the cities.
Is it an hour each way? That is a challenge. So if you're going to be doing stuff like this, you probably don't have time to mess with a little cell phone. You'll have to go on to Craigslist and see what local areas are available. Let's see, what state are you in?
I'm in Iowa.
Ames, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Dubuque, Fort Dodge, Iowa City, Mason City, Quad Cities, Sioux City, Southeast Iowa, Waterloo, or Cedar Falls. What's the closest to you?
First, all of those are further away than Omaha or Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Des Moines would probably be the closest.
That's about an hour and a half?
Hour and 15 to the edge.
So if I type in cell phone for Des Moines, you got listings. Let's see what's in the free section. Here's a washer and dryer, 20 VHS movies, microfiber dining chair, 1 gallon of Vlasic whole kosher dill pickles, free M. Schultz Company piano. Look at that. Gorgeous piano for free. I have an upright piano that needs to go to a new home. We are getting a new house and don't have room for it. Please come take it off my hands. Explanation point, explanation point, explanation point. I need this off my hands soon. It would be a shame to have to destroy this versus somebody getting some enjoyment out of it. Beautiful. Piano. If you could secure this, if you could find someone and maybe put an ad up on Craigslist, you know, pick up and hold my piano for 30 days. You'd have to go research this piano, see if it's got value. If you could acquire that and have that in your home right now, absolutely, that's $200, $250. It may even be worth more than that.
Okay. That's in Des Moines?
Des Moines. Wicker chest, fixer upper. That's a nice looking wicker chest. Wicker is very expensive. People collect wicker. This is someone giving it away for free.
That's the end of part one. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please make sure you continue to part two of our Craigslist seminar.